The controversial anti-Chekhov amendment to the Ag Appropriations Bill failed before the full House late Wednesday. The amendment proposal was led by Republican Indiana Representative Victoria Spartz, who defended it on the House floor late Tuesday night.
So if you're going to force farmers to pay some money, I think farmers need to know where the money goes. And, you know, do they promote commodities or promote very wealthy jobs for very people in fancy suits? And farmers are working hard for this money. So my amendment has two parts, you know, to have more transparency we're trying to do in the farm bill. But also, you know, no taxpayers' money should be used unless we know what's happening, you know, with this Chekhov dollars should be used to promote them.
The amendment would have prevented taxpayer money from being used for Chekhov programs. However, opponents point out that Chekhovs are paid for by producer dues, and no taxpayer money is going to the programs. Therefore, they say the amendment was unnecessary. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Republican from Pennsylvania, gave voice to the opposition on the House floor.
You know, research and promotion programs, commonly referred to as Chekhovs, are time-tested programs that expand markets, increase consumer demand, develop new uses for those covered commodities, and quite frankly, helps to fund the research that is needed to be able to deal with issues related to those crops or those commodities. These programs are voluntarily created by producers for producers, and they receive no taxpayer dollars for any of their activities or for USDA oversight of their activities.
After a voice vote near midnight Tuesday on the sparsely populated House floor was deemed in favor, Thompson requested a recorded vote, which was held the next day. The final tally on Wednesday was 49 in favor, 377 against. I'm Sabrina Halverson.